Wonderful weather we're having, wouldn't you say?
No.
Nah, dang.
No, not at all.
It's
been pretty fucking shit. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't hate it, but like, it's what people want to. I don't think people would consider this like good.
I pity those who thought that having a car was the way to go around, you know.
Yes. But speaking of the weather, welcome to another episode of the Last Podcast. My name is Brooks.
It hurts because I saw that trend. I saw the transition coming. Like, for you to just randomly bring up the weather, that's not something you do.
I was gonna say, how about that?
What do you mean, speaking of the weather? Welcome to the Last Podcast. What does this shit got to do with the weather?
I'm doing an introduction first, and then we can talk about the weather that we've been experiencing this month.
No, but it's like, I mean, I guess, but I feel like when you say things like speaking of, it works.
This is a common theme on this podcast, if you haven't noticed.
Okay, and I respect your opinion on that, Carson. But also consider the fact that my name is Terrence.
I'm okay with that.
Amazing.
My name is Carson.
Yeah, that's really subjective though. And subjectively, my name is Dane.
Yes. Different. And we are the Last Podcast.
But not the Last Podcast on the left, which if you search our name on Google quite often, you would know that that's pretty popular. But no, we're not the Last Podcast on the left. You gotta do a little digging, but we're there.
Promise. Yeah, soon.
Love you guys.
One day, soon we'll overtake the Last Podcast on the left, which I don't think they've uploaded in quite a while, but we upload every Saturday now. So if you guys
want consistency.
Exactly. So if you guys want to check us out, you can check us out on YouTube.
You can just say so you're already here. How about you just tell your friends? Better yet,
yeah.
Tell everybody about the cast. You know, we're really out here just trying to speak our truth, and we appreciate everybody who comes in, either weekly, monthly, or even if you just click this one time. Welcome. We appreciate and value you.
Yes, and make sure you let everyone know that we are on basically every every podcast platform that you can think of, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast,
iHeartRadio,
etc. There's a bunch of platforms that we're on, and because we want to make our podcast accessible to everybody for their own convenience, so you know, we be there.
But Brooke,
yes,
there's one thing for sure that I definitely do not know. It's what the weather is going to look like within the next 3 days. It has been chaotic everywhere. I heard that Texas is getting snow and major blackouts. Mm-hmm. It's wild out here. Mm-hmm. Nature's scary.
And that's because, well, I don't know why I didn't know this before. Because I guess I didn't look it up. But I was informed that we are kind of like, at least like the east side of the country, I guess start from Texas and over, we're kind of in like a polar vortex. We get one of those every few years.
You know, that's something that happens on a casual Tuesday.
Because I think I think the last time we had weather like this that's this crazy was probably like in 2017. Because I remember being in eighth grade, going to school on a delayed opening and after school. We just had like a huge snowball fight. It was amazing. That's like the last time I remember there being like actually 2 feet of snow on the ground, and I still managed to go to school the next day, which is crazy.
That's just how it is out here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's different. They go. We gotta see what it looked like by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my god, I used to be like, it's snowing, oh yeah! And they'd be like, delayed opening. Delay. Y'all wanna wait to see what it looked like at 10:15. It's still gonna be snowing. The road's not gonna be clear. Plows come through. Where they at this year? Nowhere.
Y'all don't understand how mad. I've never been so mad at salt before. Salt.
Salt. I was salty about salt.
What does salt do to you?
It
Blocked out the
existed.
snow from sticking on the ground. That's what the salt did.
True.
Salt was there when it didn't need to be.
See, it's like, okay, as I slowly got older, right? It's like I just went from wanting the snow to stick on the ground and just be like, bro, can it just stop fucking snowing? Because it's like, yeah, I might get off school or whatever, but like shoveling is just the bane of my existence, but it's just not fun.
I, for one, love the manual labor of shoveling. It is
Facts.
worth it every single time just to see it, just to see the snow cascade down. It is like the perfect storm. It comes down so heavy yet so silent. And it's like, even for just 5 seconds, the whole world is just silent. There's
That's right.
nothing outside but the sound of wind and the feeling of flakes going down your face. I can't think of anything better than that.
Yeah, that
You
is
should
true.
write that down.
Snow
That's
is
beautiful.
a
I
snow is a
chocolate.
natural is a natural sound dampener, so the world does get a little bit more quiet after like some fresh snowfall, which is I also find that pretty amazing.
That is excellent to know. I didn't even know that.
But it's not even like that. I mean, yeah, I when you think about it, yeah, that doesn't make sense. But like, it's not even like I don't like snow. It's just like there's the benefits of snow, and then there's like the cons of snow. It's like,
Understandable.
I mean, peep this though. You know, I mean, you're not driving, or you're not,
true, it does get worse.
necessarily going anywhere currently.
At the
You
moment,
know,
at
not late
least.
for work. So, would you rather be up at 7 getting ready to go to school for 8 in the morning, or wake up around whatever time you want to wake up, and then go outside and shovel some snow for a little bit? Come back inside to some hot cocoa, some tea,
Word.
whatever you drink,
Some eggs.
some
Maybe
soup
go
if
out
that's what
there
you
every
want.
2 hours if it's like consistently snowing.
I haven't drank soup in like months.
Soup is a waste of a food. Don't even get me
Soup
started on
is
that. That's
disgusting,
a
but that's
tangent waiting to
yeah.
happen.
What's
That
wrong
is a
with soup?
tangent waiting to happen. It
It
is, first of all, it doesn't
depends
set
on one's
anybody
what
up.
soup.
I'm an avid soup hater, guys.
No cap.
I don't think anybody would want my opinion on soup. It's not necessarily positive in the slightest. I hate
Yeah.
soup.
See, I mean,
The
I'm super.
noodles get all soggy. They got like
No, I like
chicken, and I
a.
mean, like, that's okay sometimes, I guess. But then at the same time, not really, because it has the same effects as water trying to fill me up, and it's
Yeah,
like.
because like, what is it? I don't think like soup is necessarily bad, but it's just like you got the stuff like chicken noodle and all that. That it tastes fine. It's just that I don't like a lot of stuff like floating around in my. I don't know. It just feels weird when you have all the stuff that was made in the broth just sitting at the bottom. All that like stuff like tomato bisque, cheddar broccoli. I'm cool with that. I love that shit. But like when you got like too many elements all in just floating around in that liquid, I just do not like it. That's what it was for me personally.
Now, the real question is cereal a soup?
Can we stop this?
No.
Like,
And I'll explain why.
Go ahead, go ahead.
'Cause soup, when you think of soup is basically the opposite of how you would normally eat foods. You have spaghetti and then you put the sauce on top. Reverse that. It's the main food is the sauce, essentially, and then inside of that is the pasta. Now, you're not gonna have a bunch of cereal and then put a splash of milk on. It's weird. Just eat dry cereal. The main food of cereal is a cereal. It's not a sauce. The milk isn't a sauce. It's just.
I was
Don't
saying,
know
so I was gonna
with
say,
the
so
beef with
is the
like
milk
some
the
like
sauce of the cereal?
I guess so, yeah. By that logic, it would be.
Interesting.
It but it isn't, so
So
that's why it's not
milk is
a
not a
soup.
sauce.
Facts.
Well, what really defines a sauce anyway?
We can Google that.
A
Let's see real quick.
sauce is a.
And try to, I want you to really think hard about that
Hey
one,
Google,
Daniel, because I know you're
got you.
struggling to find the
What is the
definition
def
that,
what is the definition of a
it's the
sauce?
it, I'm looking for the right word. Sauce is a.
Sauce. Thick liquid served with food, usually savory dishes, to add moistness and flavor.
Thick
Kind of
liquid
voice
served
is
with
that?
food. I don't know. I picked it. I like that. So
What basically,
was
milk is a sauce, is what I'm hearing.
It says, well, I guess.
It,
It's
well,
a
if you say
sauce
that, then any
in the
liquid could
soup,
be a
in the soup
sauce.
broth. So technically, soup, cereal
If you
isn't
want to go
soup,
by
it's a
that
broth.
liquid.
Nah. Because a broth
No,
doesn't
because
a
of
broth
broth,
doesn't
you
have
cook it
crunchy
in it.
bits in it.
You never had a broth with celery in it before?
Nah, that's just soup.
I mean, well, the definition of soup is like a liquid food made by boiling or simmering meat, fish, or vegetables with various added ingredients. So,
Right,
just by
but you're
that
not
definition alone,
boiling the milk
yeah, exactly. So, like,
Okay.
yeah,
Now,
cereal is
I warm my milk. However, I don't put the cereal in the milk and then warm it. So I'm not cooking the cereal with the milk. I'm really just.
microwave cereal.
People in other places do that.
Who?
Oh man, what
I'm not
happens when I
gonna
die?
say
Nobody.
I ain't gonna say that it's like it's probably unheard of for some people right now. Somebody probably just like said like you're insane, and it's like I won't necessarily blame them. I know people
Somebody's
do
just
that, but
screeching at their
oh yeah,
phone. What is
yeah,
wrong with
exactly.
you?
No, and I wouldn't blame them because the first time I heard it was too, I'm just like what? But I don't do it, but like I just know people. That's just like a thing in other places. Why you do it, I don't know, but
Because it
do what you do.
tastes amazing. Okay.
I just don't think like warm
It's two
frosted
separate
flakes
things.
would ever just like
See, that's the
sit right in my
thing, though,
mind,
right? Peep this. I hate milk. I hate milk. I absolutely despise milk by
That
itself. I will not drink a
is
cup of
wrong
milk
statement to start with.
ever. I will not by itself. I will
That's a
not drink
personal
a cup of
problem,
milk
but
cold
continue.
or warm. Or hot, or boiling, or freezing. I don't like milk
Who would
by itself.
drink boiling milk, first off?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But I just don't like
What
milk by itself.
was that
Listen,
even? What would
peep
that
this.
achieve?
Cold cereal and warm cereal are very. They're very two. They're polar opposites in a way.
You
But
already said different, and then you tried to change your word. What is happening?
it's. They're in two separate lanes, really. You know, cold milk, the milk is like, it's like an accessory. Like it's refreshing
He just called the milk a
in
breezy.
a way. You feel me? Now,
I don't feel you. I don't feel you.
look,
See,
to all the people, which I know there's
I
none
would try
listening,
it
you should.
just like jet no like not like a whole bowl. It gotta be crazy anyway. I would try like a little bit like I don't like a sample of it. Just
A
to
cereal
try to
sample.
understand what you're talking about, but it's just like I can't fathom warming up my cereal like a warm bowl of milk with my no. I just it's like okay. I haven't tried it. Can't really like doubt it yet. Well, but yeah. But
I'm
I
just
just
not.
don't see what benefit comes out of it, you know? Like
The only hot milk
I
I
drink like cold
personally
milk with
enjoy.
like warm food and stuff like that, you know?
Y'all
It's
ever
like
have like warmed up evaporated milk?
Evaporated milk or condensed
No,
milk?
I not. Like I know
Evaporated, not
people.
condensed.
I never.
I know there's a very fine difference too.
I don't. I
There
haven't
is.
had evaporated milk in a while. I'm not really sure.
Evaporated milk.
I've
That's
had.
the only kind of milk that I would warm up that I know would be like hot milk for me.
Same, because I know
Because.
my grandmother and my mom, they put the evaporated milk in the hot chocolate sometimes. So I can see that.
Oh, and by the way,
how do you evaporate? Hold on, how do you evaporate?
No, that's okay. Yeah, so that was about to be my next point. So I used to eat, I used to drink that, right? And it used to be good, you know. I would go to bed, but how do you evaporate milk and then have it in a can at the same time? Should it just be an empty can? And then what do you do to condense the milk on top of that? Like, why does it come out so damn sweet?
I know they. I think I'm 100% sure they add sugar to condensed milk. No, there's no way that milk is that sweet. There's no.
Try some more milk. With some,
well,
with
I don't know. Milk. Do you condense milk on a regular basis to understand that?
Google is helping us out today.
I'm sure it's gonna say like with sweetener, but like, why is it sweeter than just milk. Diabetes itself? You know what I mean? It's like Jesus Christ, man. What are you trying to do? Give me a heart attack from just a sip?
My arteries are clogged. So condensed milk is traditionally that as much of its water content boiled away. If these ads will go away, please. Then sugar. Yeah, okay. Is boiled milk to make it like condensed, and then they add sugar to it.
Okay, so then how do you evaporate milk?
How to make evaporated?
But before we get into this little milk discussion, I just want to make this quick claim, okay? My quick hot take that, what is it?
Not a hot take. Carson, you're going to take away from the whole conversation. You know I'm going to have to get on your ass.
Nah, no cap, bro.
Come on, bro.
Okay, I don't give a damn. Let's go, right? I'm just saying, the people who swear that, like, when you make hot cocoa with water is like disgusting. Like with the packets, you need to stop it. It's not that bad, bro. That's all I'm saying. It's really not that bad.
It is. It's two separate.
It's not.
Like, it's two separate things. Like hot cocoa with water versus milk.
Making it with milk like makes it richer, but like I'm just saying, water with water isn't that bad.
Hey, Carson. So this guy sound a little weird, but like, did you ever eat oatmeal as a kid?
Yes. I hated it.
Okay. So then, let me ask you something. Do you know at all if they used milk or water?
I don't know how the fuck my mom made it, bro. I just had to eat
Because there are two distinct different ways, and that also happens to be it. And honestly, I just, I feel like the milk just adds a little bit
No, you're right. I'm not saying, the point I'm trying to make here, I'm not trying to say which one is better or not, but like, for the people who say it's like, it's disgusting with water, it's like, no, relax yourself. It's not that bad.
It kind of just tastes like chocolate powder, wet chocolate powder, especially if it doesn't,
if you don't stir it in, you're going to definitely taste some chocolate powder, but. It's like hot cocoa to me.
It's
so thin, and it's water. It's not like, okay, if you haven't had hot cocoa in a minute and you drink it with water, cool. Some hot cocoa. It's great. It's awesome. But if this is like
you're
a kind of
sore like Daniel, if you are a hot cocoa addict.
See, I'm not no connoisseur, not so like
if you have it on the daily. Let me ask you two questions. My first question, do you put sugar on your spaghetti?
What?
It's just a simple question.
Nah.
See, it's like, I've had spaghetti with a pinch of sugar and all that. And it's not bad. It's just, I don't really see like the need for it. Like it helps, I guess, but it's just like, it would taste just fine without it. So,
I think my life only gets as controversial as like having pineapple on pizza and liking it.
Pineapple pizza is great.
It's not bad. The internet made me think it was some bullshit. I had it again. I'm just like, it's not bad.
It slaps. It slaps. It's I don't. So,
people were tripping, bro. When what's that one?
It was freshman year. I was in anime club. I caught a Hawaiian slice. I said, let me try this. At least once, haven't been able to stop since. I mean, I'm more of a peppers person, but it's like, it's my second go-to if I'm thinking about it. Like, maybe get some of that. Ooh, y'all get that mango habanero sauce from Domino's before?
had mango habanero wings, and they were fire. So like, I guess I probably do
they
that.
got the they got this sandwich and they put pineapples on it, so sometimes I'll just be sitting there thinking like, damn, maybe I should get a sauce packet and just go to town on a pizza. Only sometimes.
Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut. That's what it was. Pizza Hut.
I haven't had Pizza Hut since I was a
I'm
kid.
at the Pizza Hut.
Same. They had these circle of pizzas for a minute.
I'm at the combination
and
of
it came
Pizza
like
Hut
six
and
in a box.
Taco Bell.
Hey, bruh.
Bacon,
what?
Pineapple.
Hey, bruh. Nah, wait, hold up. Daniel, you can't tell me you mess with Pizza Hut now.
For when I had a Pizza Hut, it was bussin'. Pizza Hut was amazing. Pizza Hut? I'm thinking of the same
Dude,
of the right place. I think
that
so.
Pizza is crap.
Pizza?
No,
no,
no
it's,
not
pizza.
I can't.
It
I
is
can't
Pizza
speak
Hut, K.
I can't speak on
no, Little Caesars
places.
Is the one with the
Little
trash.
Caesars is actual like
Little
actual
Caesars
garbage.
Oh yeah, Little Caesars.
Means yeah, Little Caesars is
Pizza was
definitely
busted. I don't
bottom
know
of the barrel. No, Little Caesars is bottom of the barrel. But
horrible,
I don't think Pizza Hut does that much better of a job.
Pizza
have
Hut
you,
have
literally
you ever,
tastes like the Lunchables
yo, have y'all
pizza
ever had
kit
on, what is it?
If it was warm.
But it's $5. Like, what do you want from that?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It tastes like a $5 pizza. It
yeah.
tastes how it should.
Have y'all ever had a what is it? Wings from Little Caesar? Like, first off, the chicken looks dead for some reason. Like, it's dead, but
it.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, the wings look dead. It's
wings
horrible,
look...
bro. I don't even. That's how bad it is.
Yes, they
like,
killed the chicken before they made it into wings, Carson. That is how.
Yeah,
how...
I'm very aware
that
of that.
What?
Like, very aware.
They
of that.
Killed it.
I'm kidding.
Balls.
Imagine your wings. Your wings start moving in the container. You're like, oh, some
the
fresh,
start flying.
Some fresh wings.
Y'all just throw y'all chickens in the fryer. What the fuck y'all talking about, bro?
That's torture. That's literally
like what I'm
like.
What, like what I'm trying to say
crazy.
Is, it's like they raised like the most malnourished chickens ever. Like they look like it's full of meat, but it looks like bony. I don't understand how that.
You know what you know what they had? Non-GMO chickens right there. Yep.
That, yeah, word, that's that
yep.
non-GMO right there.
That's that fresh, fresh right there.
The grass-fed chickens right there,
yeah.
boy.
Grass-fed chickens.
That's the problem, though. It's not fresh.
Oh, nah, them hoes be sitting in them rotisserie, what you call it, ovens for, like, years.
And, they leave that shit out.
I promise
they,
you.
They sit there for the one guy who comes every day.
The one guy that comes in at 10 p.m. gets them bony ass shit.
The one guy who comes right before closing.
For real, bro.
Little Caesars should donate to the homeless. Ain't nobody else gonna eat that shit, bro.
Yeah, like,
you
that, like, you Little,
saw
Little Caesars,
that's bad
the last choice.
To the homeless.
Nah, you know what? No, I thought about it. That's cruel and unusual punishment. Never mind.
Exactly.
Take that back.
Yeah, y'all know how some fast food places. Well, most of them, I assume. Like when like at the end of the shifts or whatever, if like there's still food out, they're supposed to just toss that shit.
Yeah,
I
like
just think
donuts
about
and stuff.
That. Yeah, I'm like, how is that even right?
Bro, I don't know.
It's like, you know, your food ain't going to like, it ain't going
bad. If it's
bad,
not it's making bad. Us money, it doesn't need to eat.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, because like, if the workers give them the leftover stuff, they can get fired. It's like, that's really messed up.
Don't get caught. That's all I'm saying.
Sure, don't get caught.
So,
like,
so if
you
gotta
you
do something, you gotta ring it up in the register. You gotta boop, 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 boop. Put your money in the register by yourself and then wrap it up.
Or
do whatever you gotta do.
I mean, most places will let you take, like, they'll take what you want. But you obviously can't.
Some of them do, yeah. But in other places, you could get in trouble for it, which never really made sense to me.
It's so stupid. Like,
but most places
well,
you
no,
can't
go
just
ahead, go ahead.
No, I was remember I went to Dunkin' Donuts after I got my haircut, and this lady, she gave me a large instead of a medium. That was like the happiest day of my life.
Carson, do you remember where you got a large instead of a medium?
Yo, what a guy, bro! What a guy,
yo!
Oh,
bro, you don't remember that
yo.
Day when the
was...
when the Travis Scott burger came out?
Oh my god!
We all went to McDonald's.
That was the funniest thing
bro.
I've ever heard in my life.
I mean,
like,
I didn't care about the
tell
the
story,
about the
Carson.
Soda regardless,
tell the story.
So it was whatever for me. I kind of forget. It was like
give that to
I got you. So we all go down to the McDonald's to get a Travis Scott burger. Like the meal is the burger with fries and a Sprite. So Carson is like, I don't want a Sprite. You guys, I got any water or fruit punch or anything back there? Like, nah. So Carson gets up. It comes to the medium Sprite. He could have got anything else. He could have got Minute Maid. He could have got Fanta or anything like that.
No. I couldn't. I would've, if they had it, I would have got it.
So he gets.
They only had soda.
He gets a large berry Sprite because he didn't want a Sprite.
But the best part is, because the best part is, since the meal only comes with a medium, like most meals do, for whatever reason, they just up and gave man a free large. And he was like really ready to go back in to make sure they didn't overcharge him. Nah, it was on the house.
Nah, that shit was on the house. I was like, if I like soda, that would have been like probably one of the best days of my life. But, you know,
that would have been a win right there.
I mean, I didn't lose shit because I just didn't want to talk regardless. So it was just whatever at that point. But
he's like,
they really gave me that on the house. I'm like, that's tough.
He was like, I don't want the medium Sprite. They're like, let's give him a large.
It is crazy because I'm just sitting, almost like nobody noticed, and I'm just sitting there staring at this nigga. I'm like, bro, why is his cup so big?
Like, I really didn't notice.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough. The day someone wants to mess up in work, they don't got the drink I want. That's wild.
Let's give them a
large. Bro, they didn't even have the free water cuts for nobody.
They didn't even give me water. I'm like, why did they? That's what I was confused about. Why did they not have water? Why is soda the only thing in your disposal? How does that even make sense?
They had to refill that Poland Spring canister, boy.
And you ran out of water before soda at McDonald's? Like, what?
You really supply the Poland Spring.
If they would have got locked in there, it would have been just Sprite. Just Sprite.
Bro, I would have to let that shit stale out. Like, oh my god. Like, that shit. Why?
And the worst part is, everybody in there probably would have died because they wouldn't have been able to go after that first sip. They would have took that shit. They would have been like, oh no.
You know, McDonald's make their own Sprite. They make that extra spicy.
They add some brown Listerine to every batch. True story.
Oh my god.
True story.
Brown Listerine.
Swear to God.
That gotta be a crime, bro. Brown Listerine. Jesus. Bro. Speaking of like bullshit that be happening at, what is it, fast food places, bro? What is it? I went to, what is it? When I was in Guyana, right? Country, South America, right? That's my parents' home country, by the way. I was with my dad and my sister, right? We went to some fast food place. It was like random. I forgot the name of it. But let's just say it was like a chicken place or whatever, right? So we ordered some like hot wings and fries from that establishment or whatever, right? I remember and then we got a vanilla milkshake, right? I remember getting we got the chicken, right?
Right.
Like for some reason over there, because I bit into it, I'm just like, this shit's not spicy at all. And we were just like looking at each other all confused and all that, right?
Right.
So it's just like, I'm pretty sure we realized these niggas just put the chicken in the microwave for like a really long time. Cause it was really hot, but it wasn't like spicy. So it was hot.
They gave you hot wings. Oh, I got you. They gave you hot wings, right?
But they didn't give you a hot sandwich.
They gave you hot sandwiches, bro. Like, I don't.
Bro, and then the thing is, the like the milkshakes though, right? I don't even think that shit was made out of milk, bro. It was like
it was water.
It was like some it was like some grainy type of shit. You know what I'm talking about? It's some like grainy type of shit. I don't even know.
You know what I'm talking about? Wait a minute. No, I don't. No, I do not.
Maybe you don't. I misheard you. My fault. Anyway, great. I don't know. Listen. I don't know what the hell was going on down there, but I'm just saying, it's like, because we was, no, we
don't tell me they put sand in your shit, phone them.
I'm pretty sure the only thing that was actually what we got was the fries, and that was it. And you want to know the ironic part, right? You want to know the ironic part? What is with my experiences with chicken and Guyana, bro? Because, like, you want to know the funny part? Because we went to a church's, I don't know if y'all know about that. That establishment's not really. I don't know if it's big anymore.
It's not. Yeah, it's not a northbound one, but I think we've all been down south before.
Yeah, churches, right, bro? Like, okay, we ordered like just regular ass chicken from there. Tell me why that shit was just naturally spicy. Like, I go to one place. I want something spicy. I don't get something spicy. I go somewhere else. Want something regular. I get spicy.
They didn't lie. They were hot.
Bro, you asked for hot.
Hey, no, okay, over there, nah. Okay, I'm gonna forgive you the milkshake. I don't know. I'm not forgiving it for the fucking milkshake. I don't even think that was milk. But we're not gonna talk.
I need some theories. I need somebody to answer this shit then. So if you don't think it was milk, what the fuck could it have been, bro?
Like, the problem was that shit was, like, it was grainy. I don't know.
Bro, what kind of milkshake did you order? For real, bro.
It was some type of shit like that. I don't know, man. I don't.
That shit had to be, that shit better have been, matter of fact, some fresh coconut milk, beach with a little bit of sand on that bitch, because.
It wasn't sandy. Like, it was an actual, like, it had the consistency of milkshake, and it was, like, liquidy, but it was, like, it also had some other shit in it. But I'm really about to text him, bro.
What kind of milkshake did you order, my boy?
That's a better question.
It was vanilla.
Just vanilla.
Vanilla milkshake.
So did they serve cold wings?
How do you fucking know vanilla milkshake, bro?
Did they serve cold wings?
Nah. I don't even want to know what the difference between the regular chicken was and the hot ones. Like, don't cook it.
You wanted hot? Because that low key reminds me of the one time when I had a toaster oven. I still do got a toaster oven. I don't know why I'm acting like
the one time I had a toaster oven.
One time I had a toast oven, and that was it. So I was making some chicken tenders, right? I turned it on, and the toast oven, you know how they got the timers to let you know, so it dings after it's finished.
Yeah.
I put it in there for 20 minutes or whatever. I set the shit so it's perfect. I come back, I'm like, oh, tough. It feels like normal temperature. So I go to bite into it, because, you know, it's warm or whatever.
That bitch was wrong.
Tell me why. I didn't even bite into it. I cut into it, actually, because I like to cut my chicken and, you know, throw it in the ketchup blog. I cut it. I saw it in the pink. I said, what the hell? I damn near caught salmonella. I went back to the toaster oven. Shit wasn't even on. It was only one because it was a summer night. I said, what kind of fuckery is this?
Wait. You okay? All right. So the toast oven wasn't on, right? But it came out warm.
It came out warm, bro.
At night.
I said, bro, the devil working hard tonight, because I don't know how the fuck you managed to post some shit like this.
How your shit come up warm and it wasn't even on, bro?
Oh man,
Carson, I would have much rather have whatever the fuck you had, as long as that shit was just hot, bro. Please,
it was a hot wings. It was hot wings, you know. Okay, that was, man. This is why you just don't go to unknown places, bro. I can't trust them. If it's not like some family owned shit, because it's like it was mocking some fast food shit. It looked like some fast food shit, but I never heard of it.
Bruh, no, don't tell me you went to the dollar store fast food place, Carson.
Oh my God.
Shit, man.
Was it McDonald's?
Wait, it was just Donald's, bro.
I forgot what the name was. It had something with a D in it. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if that shit was called Donald's. I generally wouldn't.
They couldn't afford that Mick. You get a chicken sandwich.
Nigga with the fry prints for real.
not what? A chicken.
What?
Chicken.
Nigga with the fry print.
It's not a McNugget, it's just a nugget.
The niggas don't got burgers, they just got fries.
If I went to an only fry place, I'd be content with that. I love fries.
It's not a McDouble, it's just double.
Double. Single, double, triple. And if you from a major, you get that quad. I don't know.
It's not a Big Mac, it's just big.
It's just big. But what is it? It's big.
The worst part is, this probably wouldn't even be the name for it. They would have so zero shame that shit would just be called Huge Mac.
Nah, it's like, they weren't trying to copy no place, though. They're trying to do their own thing. But it was like, it was in style that you would think was some kind of fast food place.
And bro, when you say shit like that, the only thing I could think about is like Chipotle.
Chipotle, bro.
Chipotle?
Yo, no,
Chipotle.
They got some good food, though, bro. They got some good food.
Bro, I had the food on the opening day. It gave me the shits. Brooke, stop it. Never in my life
has Chipotle ever done that to me. Every single time I opened there, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Y'all be having some weak-ass stomachs for real, for real. They be talking about Taco Bell be fucking their stomach up. What?
No, I've had Taco Bell for years, to be honest.
Real, it's not even real, like, Mexican food, bro. That shit is fake as hell.
It's barely
hey, bro, I got a real hot take people really might not want to hear. Oh, fuck Taco Bell up any day of the week. That shit is good. I don't care what nobody has to say.
Preach. The Baja Blast. I don't know why I like it so much. I know that shit's not real, but, like, it's good. I don't know.
Hey, bro. They do what they do over there.
Burger King is peasant food, except the sandwich, the chicken sandwiches. Yeah.
Now they got some like weird white stuff in their chicken sandwiches.
Are the that's I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be the mayo, but
I don't know. Like, it was. I don't. They got some thick mayo then. That's like the mayo is pretty thick.
Oh no!
You guys have some unidentified white substance in
his
shit. Oh, yo, I don't
know. But, how to do this, but nah, bro, because at a certain point in my life, I used to be like, bro, why the fuck are you drowning sandwiches and mayonnaise anyway? I'm not going to fuck with the sandwich no more. This shit is sus. This shouldn't be this much mayonnaise. I just want a light spread. The fuck is this?
If you wanted a light spread, you should have not gone to Burger
King. Nigga, I should have, bro. Mayonnaise is like the condiment equivalent of water. That shit don't taste nothing but like a little bit of egg.
Yeah, it's egg. Right, bro, it's
why
egg
are you
oil.
Drowning my sandwich in this like shit? Egg? It's not gonna add flavor. Mayonnaise not gonna do anything for anybody.
Mayonnaise is literally just egg and oil.
You gotta know how to use mayonnaise right, because that can either break or make a meal, bro.
Yo, why are you such a mad mayonnaise advocate, bro?
I'm not like an advocate. I'm just saying that I understand why people say it's bad, but I know why people say it's good. You know, you got to put just the right amount so that it complements the meal and not like overtake it.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. So when niggas would grab my shit with mayonnaise, it would be like, bro, I'm just trying to eat a turkey sandwich. My shit should not be this, you know, floppy.
Bro, people who dip their fries in mayonnaise are demons. Bro.
No, yeah, people who dip their fries in mayonnaise and ketchup, that's a different story.
Yeah, for mayonnaise and ketchup is lit.
Ketchup is hard,
but
people that put mustard on anything live in hell. Simple. Mustard is
the same. Wait, hold on. How you feel about spicy mustard, though? Because that shit hit different.
The brown spicy mustard?
Hell yeah. That's the way.
Honey mustard is the only mustard I'm with.
Honey mustard is amazing. Dijon is not bad.
Honey mustard isn't mustard. That's really two separate things. Mm. Mustard, that yellow mustard,
Mustard is.
Why are you adding so much emphasis on the D for mustard?
What
it sounds southern as hell when you say it.
This is about to.
Yeah, you.
I don't know. That's just
this is about to sound weird as hell, but it's just like if I were to describe mustard's taste, it would it'd be like spicy, but not. You know, it's like it has that like consistency where you would like you feel it's like something that's almost resembles spice, but it just isn't. I don't know. That's why I don't really mess with mustard. It's just weird for me. But
mustard is an ass. My personal. It's.
Not. What's the worst pain? What's the worst pain that you can think of right now?
Pain.
The worst pain.
Yeah. Because I don't feel like nothing. Dude, I don't feel like nothing tops.
Up. Speaking of mustard,
I tried to give this one girl the world, and she gave me central laugh.
Oh my pain. God.
Yeah, but now I went to like a hibachi place one time with my family after like a graduation or something, and then they gave me this condiment. Like, oh, it's Korean mustard. I was like, okay, I'm gonna give it a try. So I dipped like my entire sushi thing in there.
Why would you
in it, bro? I put it in my mouth. I couldn't breathe for a good 30 seconds. I couldn't breathe. I was at the end of the table dying, literally. It was so spicy. Like it wasn't. I don't even know what it was.
Them Koreans be going nuts on their food, bro.
Like you know how like wasabi feels in your mouth when you eat it.
Yeah.
Like imagine that times two. I just soaked my sushi in that, bro.
This man put a mater. Be like, what's this green ice cream?
Yeah, that's the pain.
That shit, bro.
Bro.
What is it? Because what is it? One time, my family ordered this Korean, like, chicken. It's like some place called Banchan or whatever the fuck, bro. Like, man, I've been to that shit, bro. It felt like it was taking the oxygen from my lungs, bro. That's I was not saying, expecting man. All that shit. It bro. Was...
Hey, bro, it's to like, all my up-and-coming actors out there, pro tip, if you ever need to match their crying scene, just bring a little glob of wasabi.
Honestly.
Pop that in your mouth, and then don't react. Just try your best to not tense your face at all and just let the tears flow.
Swear to God, bro, that chicken was fried in hell, I swear to God, bro. Like,
I'm never trusting you.
You know
they got like, peanut oil in hell.
I'm saying that like that's how hot it was, bro. Like you think when chicken like the star starts kind of looking red that it would be spicy, but nah, I ain't give a fuck. I was hungry, so I just been into that shit, and I tasted Satan that day. Oh, it was not fun,
bro. Asian food, man, yeah. They go a little bit too hard on the spice. I mean, maybe
like, Americans don't go hard enough.
I was stupid. I didn't know what it was. I just did my entire thing there, and I almost died. But Jesus Christ!
If you don't know what you get, lightheaded, you're okay.
Because like when spicy things start making jerk seem like it's not hot, you just know it's something different, bro.
It's built different.
I don't know what type of methods they use to make that shit, but I'm pretty sure it involved just like. Torching that sauce for like a minute straight. I don't even know, man.
Soaked it in some sriracha for 100 years.
I'm sorry, that shit was fried in hell. I don't understand.
They call the I wouldn't be surprised if they actually do that because they have a thing called a century soup. But basically, like, they keep a bowl like a boiling pot of water on for like decades, maybe even centuries, and they use like the.
How do you even manage that?
Because like the heat kills all the bacteria and stuff. So all they have to do is replace the meat that they put in there, and like the flavor, like it's so the broth has such an intense flavor that they only give like a little bit for each serving. It's pretty.
I'm saying like, how do you manage that for a century?
Yeah, just keep the burning, like just keep the fire on the thing.
Bro, that's like generations worth of like fucking pie. Like, do they build a stove under it after like they boil it from the fire? Like, I don't know.
A
century's a long ass time.
I don't know, bro. They just be doing it, man. They got some crazy stuff over there.
So like, if this shit's going on for a century, either like it's just in its like beginning phases, or we in the middle of it, or did like this like the last batch got served or some shit. Like, when was the last batch of like this century soup served? I'm trying to ask.
Maybe like the last batch. Like.
Okay. Okay, so like, You said this take the shit this takes about like 100 years to make, right?
No, I mean
wait, like, hold on, wait a minute.
That's
I just remember, Brooks, you never tell me how to make fucking evaporated milk.
Oh, yeah, they basically just evaporate the milk, and the milk's natural sweetness comes out. Like it's basically like how they make condensed milk, but without adding the sugar.
So then, what's the point of condensed milk?
Because diabetes.
I see.
But the soup.
I heard like, that
The soup like. It's not that it takes 100 years to make, but they've been boiling the same pot of soup for like many, many years. Maybe it's not exactly 100, but the decades I've heard for sure. And
all it takes is one breeze, yo.
So they make the same type of soup in it every time, is what you're saying.
They make the same soup with this, like the same broth and the same like original ingredients. Like they're like
in the same pot?
I mean, they might switch pots once one wears out. Are you asking, bro? I don't know all the details. Okay. I'm not from Thailand.
No, because it's like I'm not saying I know, but it's just like, because then how would it be different than just the same recipe every time? Just you know, like for it to be called like a is that just the name? Does it evolve with just like cooking a soup over for a really long ass time?
Century soup.
My boy eating fermented soup for
that's what, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this shit was cooking from the 1500s.
Half century old soup.
Table.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Half century old soup. This is exactly what I'm talking about. It's like a huge pot. God damn. It's a giant pot of soup, of beef stew. That's popular in the Thai capital, has been simmering since, that's a long name, was a child, more than 45 years ago. So yeah, growing up studying the exact flavor profile of the stew from his father, the guy balances the flavor himself daily. He employs an ancient practice called hunter's stew, using some of the previous day's leftover broth to start the new base of the following day's stew. Okay.
okay, that makes sense.
They reuse the broth, so like the flavor gets more concentrated and stays the same. It stays consistent.
Well, that makes a little bit more sense, dude.
It looks pretty good.
I also know, and some people choose to do it. Like if they have leftover white rice, they'll also make the leftovers into fried rice.
Oh yeah, that's the proper way to make fried rice. I should do that today. Why did I not?
Why'd I throw away that rice?
Nah, I just popped it in the microwave and ate it for lunch. I should have tried to make some fried rice, bro. I'm kind of mad. Jesus Christ. We went from talking about the weather and the polar vortex to talking about. Oh man.
Yeah, we didn't even manage to talk about anything else that we tried to outline. It's already over.
Yeah, we just went to soup. It's all right. What else about food? I don't know.
Strawberry milk or chocolate milk?
Chocolate. I already know your opinion on it.
See, I like.
It's wrong. It's a wrong one.
See, chocolate.
Opinions are opinions, but yours are wrong somehow. I don't know how you do it.
But I do have a liking for strawberry milk sometimes. I do think that chocolate milk with the right balance between chocolate and milk is pretty it's pretty nice.
That's true too. You gotta get like the perfect mix. There are good chocolate milks and then there are just some really atrocious ones. Like Nesquik does everything horrible. and I'm not afraid to say it. Nesquik sucks. That rabbit should have gone out of business years ago, but he's lucky he stocks with so many gosh darn racers, because if he didn't, he would be irrelevant.
Only reason that he's still relevant is because of all the Hispanic people back. I know use Nesquik to make chocolate milk instead of just converting to Hershey's.
I don't like using powder to make any flavored milk. The syrup is a lot better.
Yeah.
Powdered milk, I do not.
Easily. The syrup is way better.
100%.
Let me some Hershey's. But
and have some versatility. Put that on some ice cream.
Weird. Something. Yo, you ever had the chocolate syrup that like hardens on the ice cream after a little bit?
Yeah, I don't like that, to
Nah,
be honest.
it adds another texture profile to it. It's pretty amazing. I had it like once or twice, but it was some amazing ice cream.
Speaking of ice cream, the fact that they really put stuff in there, like chunks and stuff, I feel like it only works for certain kinds.
Chunky
There's
ice
no
cream,
reason why
I hate
Reese's
that.
needed one. There's no reason why Sour Patch Kids needed to try one. There's no reason why pistachios needed one either. I don't think, when I think pistachios, I don't go, I wonder what it would taste like if we condense some cow milk into this, and then we take that condensed milk, we freeze it, and then we make it into this whole other thing, and then we throw some pistachio chunks in there. When I think of pistachios, I think of extremely expensive but worth it.
I wonder what these nuts would taste like in ice
Oh my
cream.
God,
Like, the
worth
fuck?
it. Pause, pause, pause.
What do you mean pause? What are you thinking about, bro?
What the heck did you just say?
What are you
Repeat
thinking about?
what you just
Listen,
said.
bro. Listen, bro.
Repeat what you
You
just said.
the only one thinking like
Repeat
that.
now.
You
Repeat
the
what you just
only
said.
one
I mean,
thinking
no, he's not. I avoided the word for a reason.
that.
And
Stupid, bro.
I
Why
will
would you
have
say
zero
that?
pause
Man, you are the only one thinking like that.
No.
Wait,
So,
what
you
did you
know,
say?
if
Say it
that's
again.
He said, and I
it's like
quote.
because you don't think of pistachios, you'd be like, I wonder what these nuts would taste like in ice cream.
Oh yeah, that's a pause. That's a
That's
fat
a
pause.
pool, bro. That's supposed to be
Oh my
pause.
God, y'all annoying.
But just say
Oh man.
pause, bro. It's not that deep, though.
It's not.
Wow, no pause?
It's okay. I mean, it's 2021. I
Bruh.
really don't give a fuck.
Man,
Real, man.
manually said
I
fast forward.
enjoy it.
I support.
All right, it's all good. We accept all types here.
Word, I'm an ally.
Hey, Brooks, you still with the BBWs?
What's that? You guys take that out of context, man. I'm just saying that I like women of all body types. I don't
No,
discriminate.
wait, but I'm no, but wait, no, wait. I'm asking you a question.
Yes.
Even though nobody knows about that podcast anymore, it's for the OGs. Just do you?
Yeah.
Would you be okay if you had a girl who could still who didn't throw it back but instead threw it forward?
Huh?
Wow.
Now see, there's a difference between dangerously and morbidly obese, and like,
Oh
I'm just saying I don't find being unhealthy attractive.
Son, Jesus.
Respect, yeah, respect, yeah, respect.
Dangerously morbidly
Brooks is
obese.
speaking his truth. That's what we say
That's
as
a
part of the
fact,
last
though.
podcast. Hey,
Of
bro,
course.
respect. Respect.
Of course.
Like
I get it,
I'm saying
bro.
this after having like a
And
whole
there's
podcast
a
on
factor.
fast food.
We did have one for the OGs, if y'all remember that one.
Yeah. The what you call it, the drinks versus sides. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
But it shouldn't even be a topic. Like, of course, sides come.
I forgot my argument for that one, to be honest. I don't know. They're all equal.
No, not to me.
Yeah.
I really, even coming out of that today, I don't feel it, man. Bevs are cool, I guess, but
A whole separate thing. Part
you
of
need
a
a
meal.
you
A
need something
meal, you
that
need something.
complements a meal. Yeah.
That's
It
true.
is a meal though. It's
It
not a meal
makes it a
without the
meal,
side.
right? Correct.
Feel me? What you have for dinner? I had some ribs, and as soon as you say "and," that's a meal.
That is true. That is true.
But if you just say, "Yeah, some ribs,"
But
then
you
you
don't really
remain
mention
like.
the
And then
drink.
you had an entree.
For real.
And that's why they be offering, that's why they be selling like ribs and stuff as appetizers. And
Okay.
that ain't no meal. That's a little side dish. It's a side dish in itself. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So appetizers or a bev?
I'll see Bev.
I think
Cause
I'm going
I like appetizers, that's kind of a privilege. Like if you got like an extra like $10 and $12 to spend, you're like, yeah, I can go for some we got the Cheesecake Factory. Like avocado, Asian avocado wrap rolls. I don't know what they call them. But like the Bev, you can just get water and it's free. It should be free. I don't know, some restaurants be charging for water. Quite ridiculous.
They do, bro. And it's crazy because they be charging for what be coming out the tap.
Yeah, exactly. Yo,
BBQs, bro. Me and BBQs gonna fight, bro.
I can not stand BBQs. That place is only gonna be useful to me when I am above the age of 21 because anybody who ever goes there only goes to get drunk off their ridiculously huge drinks. And that's the only reason why they can ever stand their food. The fact of the matter is, their wings are too messy, they don't have enough napkins, and their bathroom always is soaked with piss on the carpet. I have a disdain for that place.
You ever had Buffalo Wild Wings? I don't recommend it. I've had it once. It was not a good experience at all. The wings are not good. For an establishment that has wings in their name, the wings are. I can make better wings at home.
They're subpar at best.
Yeah. I've never been to Wingstop yet, but I've heard nothing but good reviews from them.
True. Yeah, it is a pretty good wings place. A lot of people hate the fries though, because they don't like the skin to be.
Yeah, they have sweet fries, right?
Like I don't get those.
Okay, because I've heard that they have like fries with sugar on them.
They do.
Diabetes.
Well, I mean, Rick Ross does own it, so.
Does he?
Yeah. He has like a big share in the company. He has like a big thing in the
company. Keith finding ways to become relevant in my life. That man, I should have never heard his name again after sixth grade.
I just saw an interview with him on Instagram and stuff. He's talking about like he doesn't even have to do music anymore because he has so many assets like Wingstop and like his car collection.
He really does. You know who doesn't need some assets though? You know who needs to sell all their assets?
Who?
Kendrick.
Oh. Kendrick. Why you say that? So he's forced to make another album.
So yes, precisely. Now you're getting your Brits. Precisely.
Listen, he's just chilling, man.
He is just chilling, and you know what? That's cool, but you know I don't want him to chill like in the sense of I'm never coming back. Cause you know what am I gonna do after that?
He's gonna be like Eminem. He's gonna come back at 45 and try to stay relevant. But he's different. He's gonna stay relevant. All right. First of all, I do want to say I don't know why people are such fans of Eminem, but I think he's way too overrated.
100%.
Especially now, all of his songs sound the same. Like he could have gotten away with it back when he was in his prime, but ever since he came back, it's like
more for you meddling kids.
Like his last song had nothing but coronavirus references. It's like, okay, we get it. Coronavirus. What's next? You're not telling us anything. Literally, the only thing that you're telling us is that you can rap fast, and that you use the same flow. He uses the same flow more than DaBaby uses the same flow, and that's a problem.
Oh God,
he's a goat. Eminem is a goat, but he needs to stop.
Yeah, like he revolutionized it. He revolutionized it, and he should have just kept with that and just left.
He had his time. It's not now.
Exactly.
Eminem and his awfully hot coffee pot. Get off of him.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
It's crazy.
We get it. You read the dictionary. That's cool. Great. That's awesome. You like that. But, like, you know, come on.
It's time.
Your time is past.
Exactly. It's like
The albums are flopping. Back to back to back to back to back. Sure.
Like the last. Oh, Siri, I didn't want you. Okay. The only recent song that I can say was good was it Godzilla, and that's just because Juice WRLD was in there.
Juice was on it. Yeah.
That's the only reason.
That song.
It was catchy.
Yeah, it was
that song. Oh God, I saw the feature in Juice WRLD. I was like, praise Allah himself. I listened to the song, and he was only on the hook. And I had to shut the song off when he got to the second verse, because I was like, there's no Juice WRLD in this.
Yeah,
the fuck are you talking about?
But I think the problem with that one is that, like, I'm not even sure if they actually finished recording the entire song. Cause I remember it came out after Juice WRLD died.
Yes, it did. I doubt it would have been anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
Because the fact of the matter is, if they were already in talks, then they actually could have easily did something. Especially since he was already sending stuff.
True, true. Oh.
Monster.
But yeah, I think that's it for today's podcast. Before we podcast, we was like, all right, we can probably talk about Russia. We can probably talk about Valentine's Day and the Gorilla Glue Girl. But we probably save the Gorilla Glue for next podcast. But for this one, this is where I'm just going to end it here. Thank you for listening. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you share the podcast with your friends if you're on Spotify or any other podcast platform. Any last words for you guys?
I recommend everybody go watch Willy's Wonderland. It's one of the best Nicolas Cage movies I've seen in a long time.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it came out on Friday.
But we should probably do a movie review on that. Speaking of that,
gotta love FNAF. I mean, Willy.
Movie reviews, comic book podcasts, and other more content will be starting to come out in March. In the year of 2021. So hopefully you guys are excited for that and be on the lookout for that.
For sure.
And yeah. Bad. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day, night, evening, afternoon.
Day and night.
Mm-mm.
Gonna stop singing 'cause of copyright.
Mm-mm.